Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We just spent a lot of time, Bobby, covering your home parish in Lafourche, and certainly, man, that area is rocked. And so is St. Charles Parish. I know you know quite a bit about St. Charles Parish in general, being close to Lafourche Parish. We welcome in now Julia Fisher, Councilwoman District 7 for St. Charles Parish. Julia, how are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess, as well as expected through all of this. So thank you guys for having me on today in some unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah, I know St. Charles Parish is hurting pretty good, in particular, you know, Hanville and Luling and Boutte. I want to highlight just what St. Charles Parish brings to the country in terms of energy and also grain, et cetera.
Yeah, so a lot of people really don't know what we are. We're really close to New Orleans, but we aren't New Orleans. You know, we're home to the Port of South Louisiana, which is actually, it goes back and forth with Houston as the largest tonnage port in the whole United States. A lot of the world, a lot of the country's oil and gas comes through us. The nation's largest grain port exporter. So we literally feed the world. You know, all the farmers up north filter their products through us. So, you know, we really have value. We really have purpose in St. Charles and the river region. Farmville's home to one of the state's largest power plants. So we have a lot of value. We're very industry centric. But we're very close to New Orleans. However, we're not New Orleans. You know, the nation really doesn't realize right. what we do. So now, us in our Bayou region, you know, we have value, but we're not New Orleans.
Now, Julie, going forward, what have you learned from this storm? Is it the infrastructure as far as maybe levees? Because you look at, you thought maybe, you know, Lafourche, Terrebonne, you dealing with more of the coastal erosion. And so what was the main thing that maybe caught your attention? Was it the actual rainfall that came from Hurricane Ida? And then talk about that, and then also about the possible the low-lying areas in St. Charles with the levee system going forward.
Yeah, I mean, levees have been my focus since I've been in office for 9 years, and we actually have levees, and this is a big test for us. It held back the storm surge. We had a little bit of flooding in St. Charles, but our levee system, our infrastructure when it comes to hurricane protection, actually worked. The wind just whipped our butt.
Right.
I mean, you can't withstand the 100-plus gusts of wind for 6 hours. It literally felt like a 6-hour tornado, just whipping through the river region and the bayou region. I mean, just whipping our butts. So, you know, other than the wind, I think everything withstood, and we did everything we could to prepare, and you know, we've spent a lot of our own dollars to do that. So I don't know what we could have done different. I really don't. I don't think there was much we could have done different to prepare. Now, the after effects, that's where we're really struggling right now with infrastructure because it was all damaged. We are without power, and as you know, power is necessary for sewage and running water. We've got sewer backing up all over the parish. We can't flush our toilets. We can't drink our water. We can't do the things that we normally do. Living on a generator doesn't just mean you don't have AC. It means that all of your infrastructure is not working. And internet, cell phone service, everything it takes to run a business right now is just a challenge. And it's going to be that way for possibly 5 weeks for us, you know, a month, if not more.
Julia Fisher, St. Charles Parish Councilwoman, District 7. Julia, you grew up in that parish. What's it like to see your parish that you grew up in so devastated?
it's apocalyptic. I'm a third generation. I've been here my whole life, and a lot of these people are as well. So I know we'll rebuild. It's just going to take a really long time. We're going to look different. We've got to have patience, because we are going to have to change as we rebuild. Recovery doesn't necessarily mean you're going to look the same way you did. But, you know, our parish workers are working hard. Entergy's out there working hard. All of our state and federal representatives have come to our aid and helped us in every way that they can. But, you know, the tough decisions that our residents are having to make are the things that I don't think people out there realize. We're not sitting on the interstate waiting to be rescued like Katrina. This looks different. I think it's worse than Katrina. I will make that statement, but it's different.
Right.
They're having to decide, do we pick our families up and temporarily relocate while this mold grows in our house while we wait for adjusters and we can't flush our toilets? You know, we have to find other places to live and put our families in a safe place right now. These are hard, hard decisions. And the little things I heard, you know, some of these guys that talked before, the guy from Golden Meadow and Dean talking about water and ice, those are things that take almost all of your energy to go out and try to find these basic necessities while you really just want to be working on your house, trying to fix it and put it back together. So, you know, all these donations are helpful and we're going to need them for a long time. Water and ice and gas are things that even the top of the tax bracket is really challenged to get right now. It's tough.
You know, Julie, you need the resource. You talk about the simple thing is water and ice and how impactful that is, and even fuel with a generator, whatever might come about. But you know, you being, a visionary in St. Charles Parish, and I think this is whether Lafourche, Terrebonne, St. Charles, whatever, I think we all have to look at, okay, if the levee's held, but how can you control the wind? Now, I guess, do you roll the dice? And maybe it might be, I don't know, 10, 15 years. You could have it next year. You have an impact with the wind velocity this high. So what about the building codes? Don't you think they have to get stricter as far as because the high force hurricane winds, whether it's Category 3, 4, God forbid, a 5, it's not going anywhere. So what do you think going forward if you want to live in St. Charles, Lafourche, or Terrebonne, and all of a sudden the water's not a factor, the levees are holding up, but what do you do with the wind? Because all of a sudden the wind's not going away. So don't you have to change the building codes, I would think?
Absolutely. And, you know, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, we did update our code to be a little more, not a little more, a whole lot more resourceful when we build new. But, you know, St. Charles Parish is an old community.
Yes.
My grandfather moved there in 1944. So, you know, some of these buildings haven't had to be updated, but this is probably going to give us a chance to do that. You know, a lot of these renovations will be subject to the new code. And some of the new buildings, of course, will be to the new code because that's the only way.
Right.
You know, and you can see the newer buildings that did hold up, and you can see that new code did work. So you're absolutely correct. That's something that we'll have to do and make sure it's tight enough and make sure that we learn from this storm and build for 100-plus gusts moving forward. Yep.
Julia Fisher, St. Charles Parish Councilwoman, District 7. Julia, what's the spirit? Just talk about the spirit of your constituents. I know they're rocked right now, but they're resilient.
Oh, I'm so proud of St. Charles Parish right now. My district in particular, I've, you know, been in the weeds with them, of course, because we can't really go too far out right now. But all of our districts in St. Charles are coming together. You know, my residents are helping each other pull things off of their roofs and pull things out of their houses. And I've tried my best to rally the troops and get people what they need. Congressman Troy Carter stepped up, got us an 18-wheeler of ice that we've got to bring into the community. And that's what we're trying to do, bring some of these resources close to these residents as they're rallied together so they can just quickly leave their home, get what they need, and go back to business to try to help each other. And that, you know, that big 18-wheeler of ice was clutch for these people. They came and grabbed some ice to put their things on ice and make cold drinks because we can't use the ice that comes out of our refrigerators and we can't use the refrigerator. So it really helps. But they're they're a strong community. St. Charles Parish is unified, and if we continue to be unified through our recovery, we will be okay. It's just going to be a really, really long road. We are glad the Saints are coming back, though. We're glad to see that and glad to hear that.
Yep. Now, Julie, if you look at Luling, I know driving from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, it could be no storm, a hard rainstorm, where I-10 and that area seems like a low-lying area. So how can that be addressed in the future? Lake Pontchartrain right there, is it a higher levee system? Because it seems like, boy, Luling surely got whacked.
Sure. And when I said earlier that we have levees and they were tested and they worked, that's accurate, but there is still work to be done. We have some additional lifts that we need to do on our entire West Bank levee system. That's in the works. We whittle away funding constantly, and we apply for funding. We did a lot of our own, we passed a tax ourselves to fund a big portion of our West Bank levees. And our East Bank, I don't want to leave our East Bank out. We've got a drainage plan underway. Our parish president's done a really good job of trying to be comprehensive there. So we've got improvements that are in motion, and we will continue, with all of those. But, we were in a good enough place to handle the water this time. Hopefully we can get all of that done before we'll ever see anything like this again or anything with that, storm surge that may threaten us.
Julia Fisher, St. Charles Parish Councilwoman, District 7. Julia, you have an open invite. Anything you need, feel free to reach out to us. Same with Matt Jewell, the parish president. Anybody that needs to put anything out there regarding St. Charles Parish, we're happy to have you.
Thank you. And I just want to say all of my fellow council members are doing a great job as well, trying to get everything to their residents. And if there's anybody out there that wants to donate anything monetary or any sort of supplies and food, our United Way of St. Charles is really the hub for that. They're taking it in and they're distributing as quickly as they can to the people that need it. So United Way of St. Charles is a great point of contact if anybody out there is trying to help.
Julia, keep in touch, all right?
Thank y'all so much.
All right, you bet.
All right.
We'll come back with Mike DeTillia, get his thoughts on the Saints trade, getting a cornerback, and much more previewing the Saints matchup with the Green Bay Packers in week one. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.